USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Over the years, 780 prisoners have passed through Guantanamo Bay. Many of the remaining 39 are entering their second decade in the East Cuban detention facility. They were labeled enemy combatants without rights. The only time frame for their release, if ever, Dick Cheney said, the end of the war on terror, which officially is still going on. Tuesday, after a 17-month pause, the pre-trial hearings for Mohammed and four others are set to resume just days ahead of the anniversary of the attack. The military commissions resumed hearing in May, and Biden has sought quietly to release those not facing trial. The city of Portland, Oregon, announced it intends to ban trade and travel to the state of Texas in response to the state's new heartbeat abortion law. Mayor Wheeler announced the city council intends to vote on an emergency resolution on Wednesday to stop the city's future procurement of goods and services and travel to the state of Texas. USA Radio News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, or TiVo. And 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.
When the Biden administration put together the U.S. withdrawal plans from Afghanistan, hindsight reveals how poorly this deadly escape was. Tim Burke from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
The State Department is facing questions about flights from Afghanistan now that the United States military is gone. Tennessee Republican Senator Bill Hagerty joins Fox News and says the situation is a result of a poor withdrawal from Afghanistan.
We should have never let a calendar drive it. We shouldn't let local domestic politics drive it. That's the perception overseas. We should have been driving this based on the conditions on the ground, and that's not what happened here.
The State Department says they have contacted many of the roughly 100 American citizens who are stranded in Afghanistan and will work to provide safe passage for any who want to leave the country.
Over the years, it's estimated $2 trillion in taxpayer money was spent. Now the Taliban have a new $1.5 billion embassy, a new Air Force, new weapons. In fact, the Taliban has everything they didn't have before America's withdrawal. USA Radio News.
If you think the COVID vaccine alone will protect you from the coronavirus, think again. As the deadly disease breaks through to people who are vaccinated, it's critical to take a reliable temperature reading with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's the only thermometer whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies versus the non-contact devices that have no supporting studies and produce a false sense of security. Vaccines are not enough, and thermometer accuracy matters. Learn more at Exergen.com.
As the American embassy has been taken over by the Taliban, the State Department has no presence in Afghanistan. Yet when American citizens went into Afghanistan to rescue Americans, the State Department is trying to claim they did the rescuing. Arkansas Governor Republican Tom Cotton on Fox News explains the business of politics is attempting to undermine the intelligence of the American people.
First off, let me commend Corey Mills and so many other veterans over the last 3 weeks who have worked tirelessly, have sacrificed their time and their money in many cases to help our fellow Americans get out of Afghanistan, or in some cases the Afghan interpreters who serve loyally beside them. They are some real heroes of this tragedy. It's not surprising to me that the State Department higher-ups have come rushing in anytime they see a good news story and try to take credit for it, since it's really been nothing but bad news for Joe Biden and Tony Blinken's State Department. And it continues to be the case that we have perhaps hundreds of Americans effectively held hostage by the Taliban inside of Afghanistan who are probably trying to extract who knows what kinds of concessions from the Biden administration. I worry that they'll grant those concessions because they simply want Afghanistan off the front pages and out of the minds of the American people. But as long as our fellow citizens are stranded there, Americans are not going to forget this catastrophe.
The U.S. Embassy in Afghanistan cost American taxpayers $1.5 billion. It now displays the Taliban flag painted on the front entrance. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.